Discussion and possible action on availability and pricing of one-year water presented by Randy Wooten.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. I've got a presentation. Every January, we bring a recommendation on one-year water availability to the board. Since this year, we're recommending some changes. The staff thought it might be beneficial to frame the discussions with a little bit of a background on one-year water. Next slide. One-year water was created 15 years ago in response to a rate case settlement with the Chocolate Bayou Water Company. In this settlement, the BRA would make one-year water available for $6 per acre foot, with price increases or adjustments allowed every 5 years. There has been no price increase for the last 15 years. In the same time frame, the system rate for water has increased from $19 to nearly $50. According to our agreements, the next opportunity to adjust the price of one-year water is this year. Next slide. This slide has two pieces of information on it. Along the left side is the amount of one-year water made available every year since 1992 and the amount sold. The bar graph indicates the amounts of water for each year. The blue indicates the total amount of one-year water available. The maroon-colored bar indicates the total amount of water sold for that year. The yellow bars indicate the amount sold to Dow. And the aqua-colored bar shows the amount sold to Chocolate Bayou. On the right indices are the number of contracts for those years indicated by the black line. For example, in 1996, the board approved the sale of nearly 350,000 acre-feet of one-year water. During that year, we wrote 20 contracts for nearly 100,000 acre-feet of one-year water. Of that amount, Dow and Chocolate Bayou each purchased about 30,000 acre-feet, with the remainder purchased by various other customers. Next slide. Since 2000, the past 6 years, the majority of one-year water contracts are for agricultural and mining interests. The next three slides provide more detail on these contracts. Next slide. These three slides list the name of the company, the one-year contract amount, whether the company has any additional long or short-term water contracts with the Brazos River Authority. For example, in 2000, the BRA signed 10 one-year contracts for amounts ranging from 50 acre-feet to 30,000 acre-feet for a total of 50,000 acre-feet of one-year water that year. Of these 10 contracts, five of the companies had existing water contracts with the BRA. Next slide. In 2002 and 2003, the amount of one-year water contracts showed a marked reduction. Next slide. In 2004 and 2005, there were similar results. Next slide. Last year, the board passed a resolution for one-year water, and in that presentation, the staff indicated that 2005 may be the last year one-year water would be made available. We had anticipated that the ongoing pricing study would be complete and one-year water would be replaced by something else. The pricing study has proven to be more time-consuming than originally envisioned. Therefore, the staff recommends that the board make one-year water available again in 2006. Next slide. However, the staff does recommend a price increase, the first one in 15 years. In 2004, the board adopted an ag rate, or agricultural rate, at the behest of agricultural interests in the basin. The board assigned a rate of $39.75 for ag water. It is a recommendation of the staff that the price of one-year water be raised to the ag rate to ensure that water is priced in a reasonable, just, and equitable manner. Next slide. Can I answer any questions?
call question. The chair would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Two seconds. Very good. Would you please read the resolution?
Yes, sir. Be it hereby resolved that the Asset Management Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the 2006 one-year water availability determination of 33,881 acre feet is hereby adopted by the Board of Directors, and be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is hereby authorized to enter into one-year water agreements for the use of this water, and the cost of one-year water to be set at the agricultural rate or system rate, whichever is less.
Thank you. A motion to adopt the resolution has been made by Director Kloot and seconded by Director Lawrence. The resolution has been read. Would you please poll the committee?
Chairman Moore?
Yes.
Director Crawford?
Yes.
Director Lund?
Yes.
Director
Butler?
Yes.
Director Kloot?
Yes.
Director Geer?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Moore? Oh, I'm sorry, Director Ellison?
Yes.
Thank you very much.